Somewhere along the line here, he meets your mother, Marjorie.
Marjorie Mazia Greenblatt.
How did Woody and Marjorie meet?
They met in New York in a dance performance. My mother was a modern dancer with the Martha Graham Dance Company in New York. And when my dad came to town, he did some collaborations with Martha Graham's dancers and some other composers and dancers as well. And they met in a rehearsal.
State again, I think we did at the beginning, your brothers and sisters' names.
Now, I have two brothers. My oldest brother is Arlo Guthrie, and my middle brother is Jody Guthrie.
Arlo showed music ability at an early age, and did you too?
Yeah, everyone in the family, first of all, studied music since nursery school. We were all like 2 years old when we first picked up recorders. That was the first instrument we all learned. And we played together, the three of us. We're very close in age. We're only a year apart. So we're like triplets in some sense. And we kind of all did everything at the same time. So we all studied recorder. That was our first instrument. And we used to play classical music and folk tunes and three-part harmony on the recorder in nursery school and kindergarten. And then from there, we went on to study a lot of other instruments, piano, clarinet, flute, dulcimer, in addition to the usual folk guitar, mandolin, fiddle around the house.
And you were all singers?
Well, in the folk sense, everybody, my dad, everybody sings. Again, kind of going back to that idea of hootenanny, it was just about participating. You know, everyone should participate. So we all knew enough chords and could carry a tune well enough to sing together. And of course, the musicians came to our house all the time. We had hootenannies at our house on Sundays. Every musician came and either sing along or not, whatever. It was open, but we all play, yes.
As a family, the three of you, did you have your own little family hootenanny with your dad, Woody?
We really didn't because at the time, my dad was in and out of hospitals. He was really deteriorating quickly. So we did it with my mom. The three of us and my mom would play at home. But with my dad, he would come home from the hospitals on Sundays. So that was the hootenanny day.
So you sang for him?
Sometimes, to be honest, sometimes we just went out and played while they sang. My dad and his friends, you know, Ramblin' Jack Elliott and Cisco Houston, Sonny Terry, John Cone, the New Lost City Ramblers, Pete Seeger would come, Dylan stopped by, Phil Oakes, all those kind of people that were around at the time. It was kind of just the beginning of the 60s folk scene. So they all played for my dad. He couldn't really hold a guitar too well at that point. So the idea was they would come and they would sing all of his songs to him. That's what he liked. He'd say, play Pastures of Plenty, play Roll on Columbia. He loved hearing his own songs. I think he needed that sense of I've done something and it'll be remembered. He was in the hospital for 15 years. And I think he really used music. And people have also told me this, when they went to visit him in the hospital, Dylan and John Hammond and all these others, they were kids at the time, and Woody would say, "You know, I don't want to hear your song, play me my song." That's what kept him going, you know. Kind of a funny aside, in the 50s and early 60s, of course, we were preteens and teenagers, so all we really cared about was rock and roll. We used to laugh. My brothers and I and our friends would go upstairs when the adults were downstairs playing all their Woody Guthrie tunes and fiddle jigs and stuff like that. And we'd sing all the Everly Brothers harmonies, you know, that kind of stuff. There was definitely a generation gap, but my brothers and Arlo in particular always really did take to folk music and to my dad's music and to all the guys. A lot of it had to do with his image as a preteen. You know, all these kind of cool guys would come in jeans and flannel shirts. They'd come on motorcycles. And he went, that's cool. That's kind of cool. So he was very much influenced by the music and the guys.
Arlo.
Arlo, yeah. And he's kind of the youngest of his generation. He's a couple of years younger than Dylan and Phil Oakes. He was kind of the baby of that group.